He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hebrews 13:5-6. A most profound thought. God himself tells us that he will never leave us and never forsake us. It is one of the most profound thoughts in the universe. God, the creator of everything, chooses to stay by our sides all the time, always, never leaving us. He chooses to always be with us out of his fathomless love for us. A sad truth. Sadly, 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 we walk away from him. We turn our backs and leave him out of our lives and plans and daily activities. Yet God, who holds it all together for everyone, chooses not to leave you or me. Personally, it puts me in awe of that kind of commitment and love from God. Let us look at the full verse containing this promise. Living in contentment, we are to conduct ourselves without being covetous. We should live without craving the things we don't have. In fact, we are told that we should go beyond not coveting to being content with the things that we have. Praising God for all he has given us. We should be praising God for the things he has seen fit to put into our lives. When was the last time you praised him, truly praised him, for the food on your plate, the air in your lungs, the health that is sufficient for you to live this day? We humans tend to take things for granted and grumble at the way things might not exactly suit us. Often this is manifested in our daily life. Do we live beyond our means, seeking to have something we like better? Then do we look to the next something? He is with us. The fact that over anything we could ever want or think we needed is the powerful fact that God Almighty is with us. He is with us. God has said that he will never leave our sides. That thought is so huge, so big, so important, so mind-boggling in its enormity that it should stagger us. It should cast us prone before God. It should humble us and fill us with incredible thankfulness to our Maker. We should desire to spend our lives in service to him, giving praise to him, being in love with him, and being thankful every moment of our lives for him. No fear. The passage goes on to say that the knowledge that God is choosing to stand beside us and remain with us always should cause us to declare this. We should tell others and especially tell ourselves over and over that God is with us and is our helper. There is nothing, nothing, nothing to fear. What can a mere man do to us compared to the help God will give us? He is beside us and will remain so now and through eternity. When we have believed and confessed Jesus as God's Son and are living in obedience and love to him, we are never alone. He will never leave you nor forsake you.